From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they will back Libya's new government in its bid to lift an UN arms embargo. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy.
It is imperative to put the international community's full weight behind the government of national accord.
The move could help the government combat internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina appears set to win a second term in office. Preliminary returns from Sunday's election gives him enough of the vote to avoid a runoff election. Results from the more than half of the polling places show Medina leading with about 62% of the vote. Final results are expected later Monday. President-elect of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, says he will ask Congress to bring back the death penalty as a punishment for crimes including rape, robbery, murder, and drug trafficking. Duterte told reporters his preferred method for the executions would be hanging, which he considers to be more humane. He also said he would give police shoot-to-kill orders for organized crime members who violently resist arrest. Islamic State militants have returned to using vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices for a bombing campaign in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. The terrorist group staged 5 attacks Sunday, including one at a natural gas facility north of the capital. Officials say the attacks left more than 100 people dead. As far as Iraqi officials are concerned, the attacks are a sign of IS desperation, retaliation for recent battlefield setbacks. This is VOA News. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have stressed economic issues as they try to win votes ahead of Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in Oregon and Kentucky. The two states have a similar number of delegates at stake, with 74 in Oregon and 61 in Kentucky. After Tuesday, the Democrats have no more contests this month, with only voting in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico before the big slates scheduled for June 7th. Donald Trump says he may end up having a bad relationship with British Prime Minister David Cameron. He reached that conclusion after Mr. Cameron called Trump divisive, stupid, and wrong for proposing a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. The British leader also said that anyone who wins a major political party presidential nomination in the United States deserves respect. The U.S. Supreme Court avoided a major ruling Monday on a legal challenge by some Christian nonprofit employers to a mandate under the Affordable Care Act to provide female workers with birth control. The High Court sent the cases back to lower courts for further review. Ruling unanimously, the justices asked the lower courts to re-examine the issue. Federal law enforcement authorities are trying to figure out why there has been a recent spike in homicides in more than 24 U.S. cities. Data released recently by the Major Cities Chiefs Association show first quarter homicides increased in about half of the 63 police departments represented in the report over the same period a year ago. Other law enforcement agencies said homicide rates remain unchanged or below last year's levels. There were sharp increases in homicides in Chicago, Dallas, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. Critics are sharply attacking a sweeping new edict from President Barack Obama's administration that transgender students in the United States must be allowed to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said his state would fight the edict, saying the president is not a king and cannot rewrite the Civil Rights Act. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is recommending that school districts in his state disregard the order. For a third Monday in a month, hundreds of protesters gathered in Nairobi to demand major reforms in the country's Electoral Commission. They want current members of the commission to resign. Protests also took place in western Kenya. The protesters, most of whom are supporters of the opposition CORD coalition, accuse the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission of favoring the ruling Jubilee coalition. They say the commission is unable to conduct free, fair, and transparent elections. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.